Jag förstår att ledningen för Nordens hus, Nordens hus, är alldeles medveten om att inte huset missbrukas. Det är en kulturell, vetenskaplig sak i sig själv. Dess innehåll är ju att sammanföra verkligen de kulturella intressen som finns i Norden.
Welcome to the Nordic House, a cultural center which opened in 1968 and has become one of Reykjavik's leading cultural institutions. Before we start on our tour of the building, let me tell you something about the architect and why the Nordic House was built. So please take a seat or make yourself comfortable, and I'll tell you more. The Nordic House was designed by the Finnish architect Alvar Aalto, who was one of the great modernist architects of the 20th century. We have just heard his voice in a speech that he gave when the Nordic House was opened. In addition to designing buildings, Alvar Aalto also designed the interior, furniture, lamps, and all the details of his buildings, such as doorknobs and wall decorations. So keep your eyes open as you walk through the house and notice how the details harmonize with the building as a whole. Some of the objects here are classic designs by Aalto, which have been mass-produced, while others are unique. Some were even designed specifically for the Nordic House. This beautiful and unusual little building is an important example of Aalto's architecture and style. He was born in 1898 and died in Finland in 1976. The Nordic House was designed late in his career, opening its doors on August 24th, 1968. Many see the building as a distillation of Aalto's ideas about architecture and its influence on people's perception and inner lives. Architecture and the built environment are among the most powerful influences on the human psyche, and the experience of being in the Nordic House may be described as organic, even lyrical. Aalto always put people in first place, and that is clear here in the Nordic House. The building has a good aura, conducive to well-being. The proportions are somehow just right, and visitors get the sense that in this building, people always come first. The lobby of the Nordic House was conceived by Aalto as a forum, or courtyard, reflecting the influence of classical Greek and Roman architecture and planning on his design of interior spaces, as well as the placement of buildings in the landscape. The lobby of the Nordic House is often full of people, conversations, and ideas. For example, during the biannual Reykjavik International Literary Festival. The architect would be gratified to see it. Here in the lobby, it is easy to stop and chat, illuminated by the skylight soaring above us and grounded by the dark tiles on the floor. But why build a Nordic House in Reykjavik? The origins of Nordic cooperation are in the post-war era. The Nordic Council was founded in 1952, and the Nordic Council of Ministers has been meeting since 1972. Today, Nordic cooperation takes many forms, and through Nordic organizations, cultural exchange and collaboration is flourishing. Nordic houses in the different countries play a major role in such activities. The Nordic House in Reykjavik, which opened in 1968, was the first of its kind. The idea behind the Nordic House is simple: that the peoples of the Nordic region get to know each other, share ideas, cultures, and experience, tell their stories, and create something new and interesting, transcending borders. Only by meeting and talking can we get to know each other. The idea of building a Nordic house in Reykjavik was proposed in the early 1960s, and the University of Iceland provided the land. Alvar Aalto, who was then at the height of his fame, was asked to design the building, and accepted. In the 60s, it was not a matter of course that a respected and world-renowned architect such as Alvar Aalto would agree to design a building for the little town of Reykjavik, which was quite isolated and undeveloped at that time. But Aalto visited and agreed. He liked the concept of a bond between the Nordic House and the adjacent University of Iceland, which has greatly expanded in the intervening years. We will discuss the location of the Nordic House later in the tour, when we go outside. But let us take a closer look at this space, the lobby. When Aalto was developing his ideas about the Nordic House, some of what he proposed was surprising. For example, look at the restaurant here that leads off the lobby, with its large north-facing windows. To many, the idea was simply ridiculous. Icelanders did not place large windows facing into the freezing northerly wind. But the view over Vassmýri Nature Reserve and the city center is splendid, with Mount Esja, Reykjavik's own mountain, in the background. Behind the doors, diagonally opposite the entrance, is the main auditorium. If the doors are open and it's not in use, please take a look. The ceilings are high, since the auditorium is located directly under the distinctive blue peak which rises from the rooftop. The auditorium is mostly used for lectures and concerts. The wooden paneling gives a warm ambiance against the white walls. The auditorium is a popular venue for cultural events. Various other details in the lobby are worth noticing. For instance, the prevalence of vertical lines in the wooden partitions that separate the restaurant and the cloakroom from the foyer and interact with the vertical decorations on the walls. These wooden structures call to mind the vast forests of the architect's homeland, Finland. It is almost as if Aalto has transported a tiny part of those forests to near treeless Iceland. At the end of the tour, you can find more information here in the lobby about the Nordic House and Alvar Aalto. But now, let's go down the hallway between the restaurant and the auditorium into the library. The library is sometimes called the heart of the Nordic House, and that name is well deserved. The library is a bright, open space, a large and airy room with high ceilings. People say that this is one of the most beautiful reading rooms in Iceland, with its exceptional lighting and soft contours. The word light is what comes to mind when visitors first walk into the room. A defining feature of the library is the fan-shaped well, a sunken space perfect for reading and study. Aalto often referenced and reinterpreted classical architecture, and the well is reminiscent of ancient Greek theaters, where the audience looked down on the stage. Look to your left. Hidden behind the bookshelves when entering the library are small offices with a panoramic view over Vasmiri. These offices are inconspicuous if you don't know where they are. An example of outstanding design. The library opened in 1969, and its interior and furniture are all original. Except, of course, for the computers. And there were fewer books on the shelves at that time. The tables, chairs, lighting, and lamps are all designed by Aalto. Some of them even specially designed for this library, such as the modular reading tables with lamps attached. Observe the lighting fixtures in the ceiling. In the spirit of true modernist design, the ceiling lights are all numbered and marked with the initials of the designer. The black and white metal lights are type A110, sometimes called hand grenades in reference to their shape. The white globe lights are type A335. The library is a public library with a collection of books in 7 languages, all the Nordic languages except Icelandic. The Nordic House is sometimes called a house of literature, and it truly is a house which celebrates literature and language. We will now go down into the well, and from there enter the lower level of the building, visiting the Artotek Art Library and the Children's Library Grotto. The lower level also houses a large exhibition room, which is normally entered via a separate entrance, or by the golden elevator in the lobby. The Artotek Art Library is a collection of graphic artworks. The collection was formed in 1972 when the Northern Graphic Union presented the Nordic House with 200 prints by graphic artists from across the Nordic region, on condition that the public could borrow the art and display it in their homes. The collection now holds over 500 pieces, and everyone who has a library card can borrow them. The works on the long wall are not a part of the art library. They belong to the Nordic House and are not available for loan. We recommend that you take some time to browse through the works of art in the stacks. Meanwhile, let's hear some music by the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. Remembrances from Lyric Pieces, performed by Leif Ove Andsnes, a compatriot of Grieg. When you are ready, walk on into the children's library. Thank you. The Children's Library is an exciting place of adventure where children from all over the world can read, color, and play together. The library has a collection of quality children's literature in 7 Nordic languages. Books written by beloved authors with unforgettable characters, such as Pippi Longstocking and the Moomins. New children's books are introduced to young readers, and new favorites are made all the time. During the winter, the library offers children's story times in Danish, Norwegian, Swedish, and Finnish. Let's go back upstairs now, into the main library. The Nordic House cultural program introduces people in Iceland to the best that the other Nordic countries have to offer. Concerts, lectures, readings, film screenings, art and design exhibitions, public meetings, story times and children's festivals, political debates, and just about every kind of event for all age groups. You can find all this at the Nordic House. Of course, Reykjavik has changed a lot since the Nordic House first opened, and many other venues for culture and entertainment now operate. But the Nordic House continues to offer an innovative and exciting cultural program. The Nordic House is run by a board of directors from across the Nordic region, and daily management is in the hands of the director of the Nordic House, who is appointed from one of the other 4 Nordic countries for a term of 4 years at a time. Let's go back into the lobby and go outside onto the front steps. Remember to dress appropriately for the weather. We are continuing to listen to music by the Finnish composer Jean Sibelius, Raindrops, or Water Droplets, for violin and cello. It's good to get some fresh air. I hope it's not too chilly. We don't know, of course, whether you're visiting in summer or winter, spring or autumn, but as we walk around the outside of the building, we will share with you the sound of bird calls here in the marsh during the spring nesting season. We are looking over the Vassmyri Nature Reserve. The Vassmyri Marsh is a unique wildlife habitat in the city center, and the Nordic House is involved in developing the reserve in cooperation with the University of Iceland and the city of Reykjavik. The Nordic House is dedicated to disseminating knowledge about the flora and fauna of the area. The location of the Nordic House was carefully chosen. Some may find it odd that the building is located at the edge of the airport. But the airport was here first. An important reason for building the Nordic House here was the proximity to the University of Iceland. When the Nordic House opened in 1968, the university was smaller, and few of the nearby buildings had been built. It is not easy to find the perfect site for a building. Alvar Aalto is said to have walked all over the area and sat on the steps of the grey main building of the university, pondering where exactly to place the Nordic house and what direction it should face. The house was built on marshland, constructed on a man-made hill in splendid isolation, far from other buildings on the university campus. Aalto also designed the surroundings of the Nordic house, with ponds to the north of the building interacting with the ponds on the other side of the Hringbraut highway and connecting the Nordic house to the city center. The building is positioned on an axis running south from the Harpa Concert Hall and across the lake, accentuating the relationship with the city. Let's walk down into the garden and look at the exterior of the building. The impression given by the Nordic house is of simplicity, without ostentation. Yet a closer examination reveals the architect's attention to every detail. Notice, for instance, the unusual window frames. These hardwood window jambs are similar to the wooden structures in the lobby, evoking Finnish forests here in the Icelandic wetlands. Also, notice the use of copper and how the outside light fittings complement the imposing door handles. The white-painted brick walls were unusual in Icelandic construction at the time, and the shiny ceramic tiles that cover the roof peak were even more exotic, shimmering in the right light conditions. The rooftop is a bridge between the sky and the activities that take place in the 1,000 square meters that make up the Nordic house. The cobalt blue ceramic tiles give shelter to those who come together here to get to know each other, enjoy each other's company, and create something new. As we return to the lobby, we have reached the end of this guided tour. If you have borrowed this audio guide from us, we remind you to return it to reception. On behalf of the Nordic House, we would like to thank you for your visit, and we hope that you enjoy everything that the house has to offer. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.